Welcome. This lesson is called Tension Automation Curves for Neuro, Intermediate Level, and we're going to make a nasty pre-drop that feels purposeful, dark, and dangerous, not random. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar tension template you can drop into your tracks. A single macro that sculpts tonal grit, distortion, and motion in your neuro bass, complementary, drum gating, and stutters, plus FX and group automation to push perceived energy. If you know Ableton basics, tracks, devices, automation lanes, you're ready. First, quick overview of the plan. We'll build a multi-stage bass chain inside an instrument rack and map key parameters to one macro called tension. Draw a musical tension envelope across the arrangement that uses S-curves and exponential ramps. Add drum automation for hat filtering and beat repeat stutters. Automate reverb and delay returns for space that explodes and then chops out at the drop. And finally, automate subtle group slash master processing for perceived loudness and width control. Preparation. Set your arrangement loop to the section you want to build. Common neuro shapes are 8 to 16 bar buildups into a drop at bar 17 or 33. Tempo normally lives in the 170-176 BPM range. 174 is a great default. Work in arrangement view. Press it to show automation lanes. Press B to toggle draw mode if you prefer freehand drawing. I'll use a mix of breakpoints for precision and draw mode for feel. Step 1. The core neuro bass chain. Create a MIDI track with wavetable or operator. Example patch. Oscillator A aggressive saw slash complex wavetable. Oscillator B as a subsign an octave below. Use a filter that can be a low pass with drive or a formant band pass for vocalish movement. Chain order matters. Put these devices in this sequence. Utility first to control stereo slash mono. Then EQ8 to tame highs. At a high shelf cut above 10 kHz around minus 6 dB to kill fizz before distortion. Saturator with drive between about 2 and 6 dB on soft clip or warmth preset. A light overdrive with drive around 1 to 3. Another EQ8 for a surgical narrow boost around 400 to 900 Hz. Boost range from about plus 3 to plus 6 dB with Q between 3 and 6. A compressor glue with fast attack and medium release to glue the chain. Optionally multiband dynamics to tame extremes, and redux for bit reduction moments, usually bypassed and mapped to be engaged only when needed. Now group the bass chain into an instrument rack. Map these parameters to a single macro named tension. Map the filter cutoff from roughly 200-400 Hz closed up to 4-6 kHz open. Map saturator drive from 0 up to about the equivalent of plus 6 dB. Map the narrow EQ8 boost from minus 3 dB to plus 6 dB. And map redux dry slash wet from 0 to about 40-50% for grit moments. Teacher note. Mapping related parameters to one macro keeps your automation readable and musical. If you automate 10 independent knobs, you'll lose control. One macro equals one musical envelope. Step 2. Draw the primary tension curve. Create an automation lane for the macro tension knob. This is your master tension envelope. It's the spine of the build. If your build is 16 bars, a solid shape is bars 1 to 12, a slow S-curve from 0% to around 45%. This breathes. Bars 13 to 15, a steeper exponential ramp from 45% to 85%. This accelerates energy. Bar 16, a short, very fast peak to 95-100% for a T-paired moment, then immediate cut to 0% on the downbeat into the drop. How to draw it? Place 4 to 8 breakpoints and nudge them to get a smooth S. Draw mode is great for feel. Breakpoint editing is better for repeatability. If you want a predictable exponential, place 3 points and move the middle one closer to the high end to create that late jump. Parameter starting points to keep handy. Filter cutoff mapped from about 250 Hz up to 5 kHz. Saturator drive mapping equivalent 0 to plus 6 dB. EQ boost mapping from minus 3 to plus 6 dB. Redux from 0 to 40%. Step 3. Complementary automation for size and movement. Don't rely on one change. Layer small synchronous movements. Put utility at the start of the bass chain and automate width. Bars 1 to 12 narrow from 60% down to 40%, then drop to around 25% on the final bar to tighten the punch. On the bass group compressor, automate either wet slash dry or threshold slightly. Lowering threshold 1.5 to 3 dB across bars 12 to 16 adds a tightening pump and aggression. Teacher tip. Think in layers, not switches. Small changes across tone, dynamics, and stereo add up to one convincing big event. Step 4. Drums, hats, and percussion movement. Put an auto filter after your hi-hat group in a drum rack or on the bus. Start with the filter more open. slowly close the low pass toward roughly 4 to 6 kHz across bars 1 to 12, then rapidly open it in bars 13 to 15 to reveal top end, as the main energy ramps. This contrast sells the climb. Add beat repeat on a send or as an insert on a percussion bus. Keep it quiet early. Automate the send so it comes in on the last two bars. Use grid 1/16 or 1/32 and set the repeat interval to trigger stutters. 1/16 and 1/32 are classic neuro stutters. Filter inside beat repeat to cut low frequencies so you keep punch while getting glitchiness. Step 5. Effects for space and claustrophobia. Predator reverb return with hybrid reverb or reverb. Automate the send exponentially from 0 up to around 30% across bars 12 to 16. Exponential so the last moments feel massive. Then chop the return to 0 instantly on the drop down beats so the tails don't wash out the hit. For delay, use echo or ping pong delay. Automate feedback from about 20% up to 45% across the last 4 bars, and sweep the delay's internal filter from around 6 kHz down to about 1 kHz. If you automate feedback high enough to flirt with self-oscillation, gain stage it with a utility or a pre-delay EQ to prevent clipping. Step 6. Master and group automation. Place a saturator on the drum plus bass group and map dry/wet to a macro. Automate from 0 to about 15% across bars 13 to 16. It's subtle but gives harmonic push. This audio version is shortened for playback.